This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Another helicopter went down in Iraq today, killing 9 American soldiers. U.S. military spokesmen say the helicopter made an emergency landing near the town of Fallujah, but did not say whether the aircraft was hit by ground fire. Overnight, an American soldier was killed and 34 wounded in a mortar attack on their post west of Baghdad. In the capital itself, U.S. authorities released a first group of Iraqi prisoners arrested on suspicion of supporting the insurgency. Between 60 and 70 men were set free today. More than 400 others are expected to be released soon in what American officials are calling a gesture of reconciliation. NPR's Ann Garrels is in Baghdad. You were at the prison when the first batch of prisoners was released. What happened?
The whole process was completely chaotic, straining the nerves of MPs and the hundreds of relatives who gathered around the prison. They'd heard U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer's announcement about the prisoner release on TV yesterday. Though no names were given, they arrived late last night, early this morning, in the hopes their sons, husbands, and brothers would be among the lucky ones to be released. No time frame was given. We didn't know what time today they'd be released. And as the hours dragged on, the MPs finally told the growing crowds the prisoners would actually be taken to a local bus station and released there, but no one would leave the prison saying they didn't believe the Americans. And they were right. Finally, this afternoon at 3:30, a convoy of military vehicles and two trucks carrying prisoners emerged from the prison. Everyone jumped in their cars and followed. About 3 miles down the road, the convoy suddenly stopped, and the prisoners were released in the middle of a highway, causing complete pandemonium. Cars ground to a halt as relatives plowed through crowds looking for loved ones.
So the prisoners got out and hitched a ride? I mean, what did they do? Did they have anything to say?
Well, they were looking for their relatives. They were in shock, basically. They didn't know they were being released. Many thought they were being transferred to another installation. Curiously, none had been forced to sign a document renouncing violence, though Administrator Paul Bremer had said that would be a precondition, nor did they have to have any guarantors to vouch for their future conduct. Most said they were treated well in prison. They said the food in the prison was good. They praised the medical care. They did complain about cold water. According to Bremer, these were low-level security detainees. Most appeared to hail from the Sunni Triangle, the area where support for Saddam Hussein has been greatest and where attacks against the U.S. have been most frequent. The released prisoners said they had been detained in error. Their biggest complaint was that the U.S. forces had destroyed or stolen property in the course of their arrests.
But their relatives are 3 miles back at the prison.
No, the relatives jumped in the cars and followed them. Yeah. And so, you know, that's why there was this complete mess in the middle of the highway, snarling traffic for miles.
And what did the relatives have to say?
Those who found their relatives were extremely happy. Those who didn't were in tears. There was a lot of wailing when relatives were not among those released. They numbered only about 70, not the 100 as Bremer had promised. Many had not seen their relatives at all since they were detained. In fact, many weren't sure and still aren't sure where they're being held. The chaotic way today's release was conducted has only exacerbated tensions. The release, which Bremer had called a gesture of reconciliation in Iraq, is unlikely, frankly, to reconcile these people.
Did U.S. officials have any comment on the nature of this operation?
No, and in fact, they had announced it yesterday, so of course relatives turned up, we turned up. The MPs there, though, had no details, and they were frankly as angry with the American administration as they were with the relatives and the crowds of journalists.
NPR's Ann Garrels in Baghdad.